Caribbean's Avenue. Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Contact the best authorities. Check on anything that seems to be extraordinary, no matter what it is.
When you see something that's frightening, it looms large in the consciousness.
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
Big Beef Sauce Daddy.
You know it, buddy. Big Beefy Sauce Daddy at your service.
I don't know why the at your service part really. Like, this is the weirdest door-to-door salesman I've ever met. I don't know what he sells. He's just him in an apron. Didn't have anything with him, but he offered his services.
Oh, man.
Maybe he's a chef or an assassin. It's hard to tell.
He was kind of vague. I don't know.
Oh, it's like some sort of sexual assassin, I think. I had to eat something. I had an old-fashioned cup of noodles. So I had to delay.
I
was kind of dragging ass today.
Did you automatically become poor overnight? What happened?
I love a cup of noodle. What's wrong with a cup of noodle?
It's fine. I've got PTSD from my really broke days of eating cup of soup and the bullshit ramen, the quarter ramen.
I love it. Ooh. I love it. You could church it up real nice. I saw it at the store. It's Tapatio cup of noodle. So extra spicy Tapatio ramen noodle. It sounds like bullshit I would make, and by myself, I would combine it and you'd be disgusted. But the manufacturer did it for me. Hey, you're trash. You want this soup? How about some hot sauce in it? You nailed me. You got me, Tapatio cup of noodle.
Sold.
Yeah. Ramen with Mexican hot sauce in it? Up my alley. Here's my alley. Get up it, cup of noodle.
All that stuff, there's just so much MSG and just artificial bullshit. It just,
No, I got all the salt I can handle for the next 3 weeks. I'm salted up. I'm like a piece of cured ham right now. I'm handled on that end.
Oh, God. Well, that's good. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, man. What's going on with yourself?
Good for you and your cup of noodles.
Good for you and your dried out, your jerkied insides.
That shit is, man. No, I don't mean to insult poor people. And, hey, you know, if you are poor, you eat what you got to eat to get by. I get that. But, I just have nightmares about all that bullshit.
Well, it started because at the beginning of pandemic, I bought, like, the wrong type of survival food. So I got all this ramen and cup of noodles from, like, eBay or something. And I'm working through it now. So I got cases of it. I'm telling, I spent probably $14. So you could imagine how much cup of noodle I got for that much money. Yeah.
Couple gross there. There you go.
I got a pallet. It was easy. You could pick it up with two hands. Pallet of cup of noodles.
Yeah, I'm still working through all my quarantine supplies. I still got beans and rice that I bought 14 months ago.
Did you get like the pillowcase full of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bought, I went nuts back when all that broke, you know, just, I bought into the panic, into the hype, you know, like, yeah, what if there's no more food? All right, well, at least I have 30 pounds of rice.
Excuse to stock up on food.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to, like the Mexican grocery store and get the big bags of stuff?
No, I just bought a bunch of the I bought, like, 4 or 5 bags of 5-pound rice. So at one time I had 25, 30 pounds of rice in the house, you know, just in case.
And, rice is a good
bunch
staple,
of dried
though.
Beans. Yeah, beans and rice, man. They've got, the 1-pound bags of black beans and kidney beans, all that shit. But yeah, I got an entire cabinet dedicated to nothing but rice and beans and canned goods. So I've been working my way through it.
I agree with that. I agree with that mindset. I can't fault you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, so I had that. So I'm going to be drinking a lot of water through the show. My apologies to everybody. Okay. I'm going to drink some right now. It's good for you. Good and good for you.
Get you some of that water, buddy. Speaking of food, dude, I broke out the smoker the other day, and I know this has been done somewhere, but I don't see it much. But I think I've done this before, and I think I've spoke about it. But just to kind of reiterate, smoking a pork shoulder, the classic style, you know, just smoking it, but using Mexican spices instead of the classic, you know, barbecue rub, you know, the salt, pepper, garlic powder, okay. that kind of stuff. Going heavy on the tajine, Classico seasoning.
Yeah, that's what's on the rims of the micheladas.
Oh yeah, that's what I love that. That shit's good.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how they get the essence of like dried powdered lime. I don't know how you powder a lime.
Ancient Mexican secret.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of tajin, heavy on the tajin, a little bit of cumin, a little bit of chili powder, a little salt and pepper, and boom. Smoked that sucker for 9 hours, about a 4-pound shoulder, nice and fatty, had some good bark to it with all that Mexican spice. Oh, boy.
What'd you do? Like shred it afterwards? What'd you do with it?
Yeah, like pulled pork tacos. Yeah, basically smoked carnitas, basically.
Dave, don't take offense to this. Have you ever run out of patience while you're making food and just ate it before it was done? Like you said, nine hours. I'm like, God damn, man. Like I have no patience with anything in the world.
No, you know, that's
at around 6 hours, time it out. I'd be like, we can take a bite.
Now, to answer your question, no. But what the way I get around that is you have to, you know, eat a meal while you're. That's a weird thing. Like 9 hours. So I start it, and then I ate lunch. You know, and that held me over till this was finished. But like, it is weird to eat an inferior meal while you're smoking.
I was gonna say, what'd you make? Do you intentionally make a less than stellar lunch so that the dinner is gonna be great? Like you throw yourself under the bus for lunch, so the food, the dinner tastes even better.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. I think subconsciously, I don't. You know, it's not a. It's not a purpose thing, but I think subconsciously I made like a shitty little sandwich or something, you know, but just something to tie me over. But
cup of noodles.
Every time I'm
that's
doing
where your
that,
cup of noodles right? come in to help you out.
But every time I'm doing that, I think like, oh man, this is weird that I'm preparing a crappy meal while I'm also preparing a wonderful meal.
That's what I'm saying. I would just be like, I'm just gonna have some of this now.
Yeah,
that's not how works, but that's how I would do it, and I would have food poisoning. So.
Get E. coli.
Yeah.
But, oh, boy. Yeah, real home run with that. And then a couple days earlier, I made a little cast iron skillet catfish and grits. Oh, boy.
Oh, I think I saw a picture of that. Did you put a picture of that?
Back on my bullshit this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. That's one of the most underrated meals, just good catfish fillet. I know a lot of people, especially outside the South, don't care or know much about catfish. But, man, it's a... It's quite a treat, buddy.
I did finally had some, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've been sleeping on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially you throw a little Cajun seasoning on there, blacken it, you know, get it real real hot in the pan. Oh, boy.
Damn.
Little grits.
I got to have fish dinner tonight. I came home last night. I had a show last night. Got into the pops.
Oh, yeah?
And, was in it. Was in it last night.
It happens.
Just came home being a maniac. I got to stop falling down.
You've been falling down?
I've like slid out of a chair. I just didn't put enough effort into getting up. Kind of slid out of the chair. But also not just drunk. But you ever just get like lazy is an attitude or whatever, but just physically lazy? Like you don't put the effort into staying upright as much as you were supposed to? Does that make sense?
Yes, I know what you mean.
You know, like you just all of a sudden you just kind of take a shoulder into a wall. You're like, I don't know what. I underestimated how much energy I would need to walk down this hallway. And I kind of just took a dip, you know? And you're not weak or anything. You're just like, oh, I didn't put enough power into balance. I took it for granted. I took balance for granted. Yeah, I was kind of a little ashamed of myself.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I was getting at it, man. I've been excited to be out doing shows, be out seeing people.
Yeah.
It's out riding bikes, man.
Look at you.
Knock on wood, feeling good. Getting ready to go on this tour in a few days, man.
Oh, yeah? When do you leave?
Sometime over the weekend. So I'm going to be, broadcasting with you from the road.
Okay.
So, I'm going to be out in the world, man. I got to get down to L.A. and then leave from there on the 1st, so next Tuesday. And then I'm going to try and hook up shows in Flagstaff. If anybody knows any, Flagstaff, Arizona on the 2nd, and then Marfa, Texas on the 4th.
Marfa. I'm going to see those Marfa lights.
Yeah. I'm going to look for them lights.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try and get those, and then I'm going to be hanging around in Austin for a bit. I'm just doing spots. I got a proper show there towards the end of the year, so I'm just going to be bopping around old Austin, Texas, trying to do some bike rides, trying to see some friends, and then be up in Arkansas. I mean, the dates are up there, everybody knows. But, yeah, I'm excited, man. Things are back, sort of.
Any interest or temptation to break an edge while you're in Austin? Because that'd be the place to do it.
Especially on the road where it's so easy.
Yeah.
To do, you know what? That's what I'm saying right now, that I'm not going to do it, but we'll see. But also, I mean, like, I like barbecue well enough, but I don't know if that'd be the thing I'd break edge for. I think like a ham steak.
Really?
I think a ham steak would get me. I love a ham steak, you know.
You're such a 58-year-old detective.
I love a bone-in ham steak. Give me a sliced tomato. Cup of black coffee. Slightly above room temperature. We're going to crack the case. Who doesn't like a ham steak? You already like ham. How about a big old piece of it?
No, I know. It's just a weird thing I wouldn't eat the world's greatest barbecue, but I might eat a ham steak.
Well, that barbecue's like, it's good. To me, I don't romance food in general. You know this. That's not a secret, but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have that attraction. It's kind of like I need to eat to live, and I forget. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, I had one meal yesterday. Well, that's what we did yesterday. We went out for breakfast. Haven't done that in God knows how long.
Really?
And that's what happened. I had a. What did I have? Hawaiian bread, French toast. And you can, ooh, I'm 44. Okay. I cannot have a child's breakfast anymore. So I got like the heroin nods by 3 o'clock. Like I'm saying, maybe these people aren't junkies. Maybe they're adults that tried to eat kids' breakfast. And then the sugar crash after the unlimited cups of coffee and the sugar crash. I was done for by the afternoon.
Some people can't handle their shit, man.
It's like we were just sitting there, just like basically sitting in a hot tub of syrup, loving it. Just so excited to be out having at a pancake house.
Way to go.
Yeah. Rach had some pancakes. I had some French toast. I got a couple eggs on the side because you got to have the protein, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what.
How do you get your eggs?
I did over medium.
Okay.
I just like to make it difficult for the chef. Oh, the kind that's in the middle that's hard to figure out. So over easy. What you mean is over easy, and you'll be disappointed. That's what you're getting.
Yeah, it's a real small window there for over medium.
Yeah.
Got to get it just right. Well, that's good, buddy. It's good to hear that you're out there eating French toast, having a good time.
Yeah, man. Well, okay, so that's what I said. I don't roam, like food is like, oh, I got to have it. Mm-hmm. So I had that yesterday, and then that's it. Then I forgot to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home at whatever time, midnight, and Rachel had kindly ordered me some Thai food. And I tried to eat it cold, and it was not appealing. And then
you can't eat that.
That's cold. It. So I forgot. Like I just don't eat, you know. It's not good.
You've gone on record as... Was it you that went on record as saying if it were available, you'd just have a food pill? Instead of eating meals,
I heard a friend say that years ago, and I was like, "How could you?" But and I was like, all this great food. And I think I live long enough that now I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of over the food phase of life.
Okay. Oh, you're over the food phase. Huh.
Like if there was a pill, I'd be like, yeah, I'd do that pill. And then if then food would be like a treat.
I don't understand that. That's like saying, hey, I'd love to impregnate my wife, but I don't want to have sex. Ugh.
I don't, well.
Gross.
All right, I don't think it's like that at all.
I do, because it serves a purpose, but it's also fun. The act itself is a good time. I mean, you need the end result. We need nourishment, I get that, but, oh, man, I would never just take a pill. I don't. Food is one of life's greatest joys.
I didn't, it's my fault.
Says the morbidly obese man.
You're not morbid yet.
A doctor would say I should be dead already.
I don't know. I don't know what the range before they. Also, isn't there those like obese and it goes right into morbid? Like, there's got to be something between, like pretty fat. You know, like it's got to be morbid. Such a rough term. It's like,
yeah. How about halfway, but chunky monkey or something?
Yeah, something like better watch it. Fun. You're about to be morbidly obese. That's what go back to the fat skeleton theory. You ever see a fat skeleton? Morbid and obese at the same time. That's morbidly obese. A fat skeleton.
Oh, man.
There are certain foods that I like, and I'm like, oh, I'm enjoying this meal. But, like, today I was just like, oh, shit, I got to eat. All right, give me a cup of noodles. Okay, I didn't care, you know. Put it in my mouth. Let's go. I got stuff to do. If I could have had a pill instead of make it like, oh, cup of noodles, it's so quick, except it's not quick because then you put the hot water in it and then you got to sit there for 10 minutes while it cools down. That's how they tricked you.
Yeah.
That's how they get you, buddy.
That's why I don't drink coffee. I don't have time.
Coffee gets me going, though. I get results from the coffee.
Yeah. I don't have time to sit there and blow on it, though. Every fucking coffee I've ever had, it's taken me 10 minutes blowing on it before I can sip on it without burning myself.
You just pour
it's
you
a got, lot of work.
You guys pour it and then don't worry about it. Pour it and then move on for a few minutes.
Okay.
Put it in a chilled mug.
Ooh, okay.
we are upsetting so many people like with this conversation right now. We're upsetting food lovers and coffee lovers. You know, I like to take a nice hot coffee, put it in a chilled mug right out of the freezer. And then I sprinkle some of the grounds on top of it. Just, I like the grounds. I like getting the grounds in my teeth. Keep them there for the rest of the day. Look like I got into chew.
Oh, man. That's a thing. Austin and barbecue, I've seen some Texas-style barbecue brisket use coffee grinds as part of the rub.
I've heard of that.
Get that little umami going on there.
I was going to ask, there was a place that offered barbecue tofu. Does that disgust you entirely? Or is it like, it is kind of like a spongy material that would absorb the flavors of like the smoke and all that thing? Like, I know it's not traditional, but does it like really make your skin crawl?
No, I mean, I've eaten my fair share of tofu. It never was great. I tried real hard to make it edible. The closest I ever got to it being good was chopping it up into little strips and then frying it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fry the tofu.
No, that's I eat tofu, sure.
And then toss it in buffalo wing sauce. So that was my go-to. But yeah, I think the tofu, I think you could get that smoky flavor in there, obviously. I think my issue with tofu has always been texture. It's never, unless you fry it, and then it becomes a little too chewy. But just that weird spongy texture is just always a bit off-putting.
Yeah.
But do what you got to do. Bean curd.
That's true. Yeah, because we're gonna go to some barbecue place, and I was like, all right, look at the sides. And I still do. I still look at like I'll smell like a steak or something. Be like, I know that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't no substitution. Mm. And then I feel bad. I'm feeling bad for the critters,
I commend
man.
You, buddy.
I'm feeling bad.
No,
for the critters.
I get it. I totally get it. I commend you, man. How long's it been now? Several years since you've
I have a bite here and there. Once in a while, I'll have a bite of something. But as far as full time, probably about 2 years, I think.
Yeah, feels like it's longer than that.
Maybe a little over 2 years.
Well, you're doing good work, buddy. We're all proud of you.
You know, I had my Howlin' Rays when I was back in L.A. last summer. Mm-hmm. You know, man, we're just all trying to do our parts. All trying to do our bullshit. But anyway, this is a Boogie Monster with Kyle and Dave, if you haven't noticed.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't noticed.
Hey, I'm Dave.
That's Dave. I'm Kyle. And this is the podcast that is going to disappoint you. It's kind of, listen, we're not going to talk about the stuff you want us to talk about. And I don't know what I'm saying.
Speaking of disappointment, I snubbed my six-year-old neighbor yesterday. Just told him no.
What's the context here?
Well, the kids are always, first of all, they're sweet kids. There's a four-year-old and a six-year-old. They live upstairs, just the two of them. They got a trust fund.
it's a real big situation with them going on.
Yeah, yeah. No parents, just two brothers live upstairs. And, man, they're always, we have a lot of windows here, and they have to walk by our windows to get to the back where they play. And they're just always, hello. And like, hey, hello, just standing at the window at all hours of the day, just hello.
Yeah.
So anyway, I ignore them most of the time when they do that. But anyway, yesterday I went out to take the trash out, and they're in the back, just the two of them. I didn't see the parents around. I don't know where they were, but just two little kids. And the oldest one, the six-year-old's like, you want to play bobbles? And usually I have an excuse locked and loaded, but I just said no. Just kept walking. And he had the weirdest look on his face, like he'd never been told no without an explanation before. Just no. End of story. And I just kept walking. And I mean, I was polite. Hey, guys, how's it going? I gave him a little greeting at first. And then he's like, you want to play bobbles? I was like, no.
Man,
it just kept moving.
There's lessons that got to be learned sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
That was.
Well, it's like, first of all, I don't want to. I have no desire. And second of all, even if I did, the optics behind that doesn't look good. I'm not the kind of, I don't have the physical appearance that goes well with just playing with small children unattended. not to bite your old joke, but it's similar of just like, it just wouldn't look good.
No, it's good to have that awareness. It's smart to have that awareness.
Like, no, I'm just going to sit back here and play with you two idiots when there's no other adults around? No. But fortunately, I have zero desire to do that anyway. So I just gave him a nice, not stern, but just solid no. It wasn't mean, just not today, bud. And I kept moving.
I don't think you're incorrect.
And, that's what I want to do. I was just between watching baseball and getting high, I'd love to take a break and play bubbles with some little kids I barely know.
Hey, kid, what the fuck makes you think I want to play goddamn bubbles with you?
You get the fuck out of my face, kid.
Get the fuck out of my face. Take those bubbles, kids. Cram them up your ass. Jesus. Jesus, Dave. Is that necessary? Yeah, it was. I need to send a clear message.
Damn. Gotta set the tone, baby.
Yeah, sure did. And then one day you're gonna be like, oh, man, I really wish I could play some bubbles, but I told that kid off who invited me.
Hey, it's me, Dave. Sometimes it rains on your birthday. Sometimes the line for coffee wraps around the building. Sometimes gas goes up 10 cents a gallon. Sometimes life stinks. The good news, you don't have to, because Native has your back. Native cares about the products you put on your body. They're about stopping the stink the right way. That's the Native difference. You probably already know about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant, but have you tried their body wash? They also have toothpaste. They have new mineral-based sunscreen. Yes, Native now has a broad-spectrum SPF 30 sunscreen for your face and your body. It's lightweight, absorbs quickly, and you can choose between unscented or coconut and pineapple. That's exciting. Native's on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by putting the care in self-care with products carefully made to work against odor that are made with simple ingredients and smell great. Here's what you do. Stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedeo.com/boogie. That's Native D-E-O, nativedeo.com/boogie. Use promo code boogie at checkout. You're going to get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/boogie, or use promo code boogie at checkout for 20% off your first order. That way you won't stink. All right, let's talk about honey. You know, we all shop online. We've all seen that promo code field taunt us at the checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. That's insane. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands, even food delivery. Here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for the site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. It's that simple. I've used this several times. Did we mention it's free? Absolutely free. Cost you nothing. You just install it on your computer, whatever, your device. I've used it several times recently. I saved like $12 off a bunch of vitamins. So, hey, everybody needs vitamins. Might as well save $12 off them. Scored off of that. I've also used it, some electronic stuff. I bought some speaker wire. Boom. Honey knocked off like $9 off of that. Can't argue with that. It's free. Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion, with a B, $2 billion in savings. That's insane. Here's what you do. If you don't already have Honey, you can be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free. It installs in just a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/boogie. That's joinhoney.com/boogie. Another thing I enjoy doing is I love speaking to children as if they're adults. Like, I don't hand it up. I don't put anything on it. Just, how's it going? Honestly, how are you today?
I think kids like that, though. Kids that like feeling like they're treated like adults. Take it from me, someone who avoids children at all costs. Let me tell you what kids like.
Oh, man. Yeah, just not interested, bud. And that's my theory. We've talked about this on Stonebergs. I don't know if I've talked about it here, but my theory with neighbors in general, I'm here for small talks or emergencies, nothing in between.
I like that you introduced yourself that way. My name's Dave, live down the hall. Yeah. Small talks or emergencies, I'm your guy. Anything else, get fucked. Yeah.
No, no. We could talk about the weather, or I could help put your burning house out, but I'm not going to do anything in between. Not going to play bubbles with your kids. I got stuff to do.
I like how you just got a clear line in the sand. There's no mincing around with old Dave Stone. You know what you're getting.
No, I'm here to help. You know, I'm a good. I feel like I'm a good neighbor. I'm friendly. I'm dependable. But
all the Cub Scout accolades, attributes.
I'm not a babysitter. I feel like the parents do that on purpose sometimes. Like they'll let the kids play in the driveway that is right where all our windows are, and just like, hey, go see if Dave or Katie wants to do something with you. And newsflash, they do not. neither one of us. It's the reason we don't have our own kids. Not a fan.
Honestly, but I can only imagine what it's like having, like, all right, you're a parent. You're glad you had kids, sure. But then when summer break hits, and like, that's why it's, no, go to summer camp, go to Bible. It's like, your kids just home all the time. You're like, oh, God, this is horrible. And then think about pandemic. Oh, shit, I know somebody. They were like, oh, the kids want to do, you want to jump on Facebook Live or whatever with the kids? Like, no, not at all.
Why would I want to do that?
Not in the least. That is, and it was clearly, we do not know how to deal with this shit right now that they're home all the time. It was very clearly, like, that was the situation. Of like, we gotta eat up some time with these little fuckers. So like, yeah, you do. Good luck.
I can't even imagine. I just can't even. And I know this doesn't reflect well on me but I'm just way too selfish. I just couldn't imagine devoting that much of my time to, well, I know this makes me sound awful, devoting that much time to someone else. But no, it just seems like such a commitment. I mean, you know, shit, I get that, but like.
But that's why I refuse to call it selfish. It's selfish if you have kids and then don't do the right thing.
True.
But if you know that you don't want to have kids and you don't have kids and you have that time yourself, that's not selfish. That's knowing what you want in the world.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, I don't like it when people, I'm too selfish to have kids. No, you know what you want out of this world and you're handling it the right way. So. At least that's what I tell myself, because I gotta go get the snippy snip.
Are you gonna do that?
I keep saying I'm gonna. It's just like
I would totally do it. Other than I'm just too lazy to make the appointment, but like I would have zero. I have zero regrets or concerns if I were to do it.
Yeah, I mean they could flip it. You know, if it turns out you're the last person on Earth, and then Dave, we need you to. Need you and,
was
your,
there
you and
ever...
your fat skeleton to impregnate all these women. I'm sorry.
Sorry, ladies. I'm the only one left. Just be still. This will be over in a minute.
Boo-hoo your ass over here. Come on.
Was there ever a time where you thought, maybe I want to be a dad?
Nope.
Same.
Can't answer that quick enough. Nope.
Nope. Yeah. I've never. Now, there were times where maybe I wasn't as adamant about, you know, not having kids as I am now, but I can't ever remember a time where I'm like, I can't wait to be a dad. It's just, I don't have it in me.
Yeah. It's
not interesting. And, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not shitting on people who are, you know, hey, do your thing, whatever makes you happy. That just never in my life was that part of the plan.
It's less about I don't want kids and more about there's nothing lacking in my life. Like there's no part of me feeling like, oh, I'm missing something.
Yeah.
Like I love my life and I'm having a lot of fun. I'm very fortunate that I got to do the thing I wanted to do. And I think part of that is because guess what? I didn't think that, like, well, by the time you're 30, you're supposed to be married and have kids. Like, nah, I'm going to go chase these dreams. And it might look silly to the people who are settling down that age where I'm still, you know, like, oh, you still got roommates when you're this age or you're still renting, you're still not doing, like, yeah, I'm still chasing those dreams because tell me about your job. Do you like it? No, but you got to do it forever. Okay, that's what scared me the most. So I put all my effort into, you know, some people, they go west to Las Vegas to gamble. I just went a little further to Los Angeles and I gambled with my life
and
my future. That's what I gambled with. And I'm very lucky that it worked out and I want to keep it that way. And like to know like, oh, every choice now like will affect a child or how, you know, financially I have to worry about a child. Like, nah, man, I don't. The fact
yeah,
that
that's the other thing.
Yeah, the fact that I go to finances instead of like, oh, but the heartwarming reward of looking at your child and like, yeah, that I skipped that part. I don't have that at all. I'm like, oh, fucking money.
But yet, yeah, the concept of like not even how time-consuming or money-consuming it is, but just I'm expected to mold and guide this young life and this young brain. Ugh. Like, I barely got my own shit figured out. I don't. I'm still working on myself. I couldn't imagine just some of my – and I know this is a premise that's been done to death, but just some of my stupid decisions and behavior are going to psychologically affect another human being. Oh, no, I don't want that pressure.
Yeah, well, that's why it's like, let me uncle it up. Let me be fun dude who comes in, not responsible for the moral guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Just here to party a little bit, teach your kids some dirty words, and then I'll leave. That's what I want to do. That's the thing I want to do.
Oh, man. We got it all figured out, Kyle.
I'm fairly certain we do.
doing pretty well.
Fairly certain we do have it all figured out.
Oh, boy. Should we get into a topic?
Ah, shit, man. It's only been a half hour. This is a record. Mm-hmm. This is a record for us.
Being efficient today. Let's talk about... sorry, I got a bit of the GERD going today.
I know that life, dog. I got you.
Let's talk about the Havana syndrome. You ever heard of this Havana syndrome?
Oh, when you fall for a spicy Cuban lady. Turns out she's a Russian spy and she's just using you. I know it well, Dave. I know it well.
You eat too much rope of Vieja.
Oh, old rope? Yeah, is that what that stands for? Old rope?
Get that Havana syndrome stinking up the bathroom.
Chomping on that old rope.
Over the past 5 years, an alarming number of American diplomats, also some troops, some intelligence officers, they've been suddenly stricken with a mysterious illness. These symptoms vary, but they range from headaches to ringing in the ears, as well as loss of hearing, memory loss, balance loss, vertigo. Some victims have even suffered from long-term brain damage, and they think it's all due to this thing called the Havana syndrome, which is basically a energy weapon or a microwave weapon, like a targeted, directed energy weapon, like getting zapped with not microwave ovens, but actual microwaves. Yeah, this has been happening a lot. It happened recently in D.C., not far from the White House, two separate incidents where one, this White House staffer just off duty out in the suburbs of Virginia walking her dog. Boom, she got zapped. Just people, a couple of these diplomats. It all started back in 2016 in Havana, Cuba, when some American diplomats just immediately fell ill with all those symptoms. And they think the Russians might be involved. But basically, it's just this weird new weapon where people are getting literally, I don't know how to describe it other than getting zapped with direct microwaves. And it's fucking up their brain. It's fucking up, you know, everything I just described there with the symptoms. And it's been going on several different cases over the last 5 or 6 years. And scary.
Now,
weird.
I thought they explained that the Cuban stuff with, like, there was something scientifically. Let me look it up. Let me do my research.
That first case was 2016 in Havana.
No.
According to the State Department, 21 employees of the U.S. Embassy there reported similar symptoms, all like in the same day.
Yeah, and they thought it was a secret thing, and then they went back to saying it was not like a sinister motive, but now they're going back and saying it was something sketchy.
Yeah, I think that's the rumor, is that this was intentional and deliberate.
All right, so now
targeted at these specific people.
Really?
And I don't understand all the science behind it, but it was explained to me pretty basically. Just however a microwave oven works, you know, you get the coils and the microwaves. Inside the microwave oven, you got all those microwaves just bouncing around. Therefore, they heat your food. Uh-huh. But with this technique, they've kind of harnessed the similar technology.
They're just bouncing around. Therefore, they heat your food. You know, simple A to B science right there.
But with this this weapon, they've taken similar technology. Instead of it bouncing around inside of a box, they've streamlined it, and they target it directly at a subject.
According to the Indian Express newspaper, it says people exposed to high intensity microwave pulses have reported a clicking or buzzing sound as if seeming to be coming from within your head. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
Do you experience this? And I'm not saying I'm the target of a global microwave weapon.
They're on those days.
But literally, about once a month, this has been happening for 10, 15 years. About once a month, I'll just be doing something, doing whatever, and I have like a full body like electrocution for like a split second, just a bzzz. Just like the like from my toes to my nose, just the whole body. I'm like, yikes, what was that?
Well,
I don't know. I've never understood what's causing that.
Okay.
And I understand we can shock ourselves, you know, the old trick we used to do in school where you shuffle your feet on the carpet and then touch the door handle or whatever.
I mean, that's not what you're talking about. Yeah, you're not talking about static.
No, because, yeah, it happens when I'm not touching anything. Yeah. I'll just be sitting there and just bzz, like a whole. Now there's not a buzzing noise. I'm adding that for comedic effect, but literally it does feel like I'm being electrocuted. Good one, Dave.
I would just think it's like, oh, you know, your synapses, not everything. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, the wires might get crossed, for lack of a more technical term. But, you get like a muscle spasm or like, you know, you get a cramp out of nowhere. I don't know about electrocution feeling like sensation.
But it's like a full body thing.
Like a shiver? I've had muscle spasms. You get like a shiver?
Yeah, kind of. But it's more intense than a shiver. I get the pee shivers. That happens sometimes. You know, you're taking a piss and just boom.
I would like to know what the science is in that. Is that like the trying and very serious? Like it's like the urine now moving from your bladder through a part of your body is like making it cold or so. I don't know. Pee's always pretty hot.
I never understood that. But this is different than that. It's more intense and it's quicker. It's literally like a quarter second, just full body charge pulsing through. And,
yeah,
I
don't think it's Russia. I don't think it's Russia.
But man, this weapon sounds terrible. Like some of these people are suffering years later. This one dude who worked for the CIA, he got so fucked up he had to retire early. He's vomiting all the time, crazy migraines, crazy vertigo. Like, this just sounds awful. And I was thinking about it. All right, suppose this is a weapon. This is a thing that China or Russia or somebody's figured out how to utilize. Mm-hmm. What an odd, like I get, this sounds weird, but like, why not, if you're going to target somebody in a global scheme here to kind of take out government operatives, like, it just seems weird to design a weapon that's not fatal. Like, I would almost rather, like,
well,
like, what's the point? If you just, we're gonna make our enemy sick, you know? Like, it's just weird that something of this scale.
Well, because that,
you think they would just take that other step and just kill whomever they're targeting.
Well, maybe it's a little let you know, like, oh, you've been feeling kind of weird, huh? Well, that was us, and we can do it on a large scale. Like,
yeah. Okay.
You know, it's more manipulation and fear, and you know, psychologically messing with people can be, you know, way more effective. Like, say you got a building full of your enemies all working at your enemy headquarters there. You could blow up the building, and boy, okay, that's a war. We're under attack. We got to retaliate. You just give them all a bunch of real bad diarrhea for a few weeks. Now they don't know what's going on. They don't even know it's an attack. They're looking like, we got food. Was it the cup of noodles we all eat? What is it? You know, you mess with them that way. You know, what are they I don't know, like passive warfare or something like. I mean, psychological warfare is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why.
Yeah, I guess so. But man, this would suck. Like, especially if it's like some of these cases are reporting where apparently it hasn't let up. Like this one guy who retired from the CIA, he's been sick for 3 or 4 years, and he says it's constant. He just always has a migraine. Like that's, yeah, I guess the psychology behind that, like eventually after enough time, like that would just drive someone insane. Just every day you had terrible, you had vertigo and migraines every day. That's just, this is how your life is now.
Yeah, well, I mean, also in terms of, I wonder how that works in terms of, not the ethics of warfare, but like, was it chemical weapons or, I don't, I, you know, whatever the Geneva Convention is that, let's learn some stuff right now. Let's learn some stuff.
Sure.
Geneva Convention. What are war crimes? Like, because I don't think you can use chemical weapons. Like, the fact that there's rules are...
Yeah, I always found that odd, that there's a playbook, a rule book.
War crimes are willful killing, torture or inhumane treatment, including biological experiments, willfully causing great suffering or serious injury to body or health, extensive destruction or appropriation of property, not justified by military necessity and carried out unlawfully. A lot of this does not make any sense. That there's rules to war. Okay, you can bomb the shit. So anyway, it is a lot of. You can't make improper use of a flag of truce. You can't trick somebody. You can't trick them. What's camouflage?
Yeah, that's
what the fuck is camouflage? That's why I always wondered about, you know, how people were angry at how, like, drones. It's like impersonal and nondescript way to attack people. It's like, well, that ever since, you know, the Revolutionary War, where revolutionary soldiers hid in the trees and the redcoats just stood in a line in red coats. Mm-hmm. Like, there, you just started your trickery. That began the dishonesty of combat.
Yeah, you're not allowed to deceive.
Instead of all standing in a line at either side of the battlefield and yelling charge, you hid in the trees. You've started. That's the beginning of it. And now there's, you can't trick your enemies? What's an ambush? This all seems, I've never read these, and they are very, these are interesting. Employing poison or poisoned weapons. So you could use bullets, but don't put any poison on the bullets.
Yeah, you can use bombs.
Employing but asphyxiation, poisonous or other gases, and all analogous liquids, materials, or devices. Employing bullets, which expand or flatten easily in the human body. So you can't use... This all just seem like everything's a war crime.
Mm-hmm.
Which it says it should be. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous that's we're still doing that. That's never going to go away. I went down a wormhole with this United Nations website about war.
The reason people think Russia might be involved is because apparently the former Soviet Union used similar microwave weaponry against the U.S. back in the 70s and 80s. The USSR bombarded the American embassy with microwave beams. So they've done similar stuff before. Of course, Russia's denied any knowledge or involvement in these attacks. But yeah.
Every time somebody criticizes anything, they disappear. they got a hell of a system over there. Not like we're not doing it here. It's just a little more secret, or we willfully ignore it.
I watched some video where they did like a CGI reenactment, and basically what they think is happening in some of these cases is like they'll have this whatever this weapon is, but they'll have it in like the back of a box truck, and then they'll park it near, for example, the one Cuban embassy, the American embassy in Cuba.
Yeah,
they think that they backed up a box truck near the hotel and pointed it directly up at a particular hotel room where these victims were, and it traveled like 50 yards. Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, if it has that kind of range and it can be completely, I think what's scary about this is it can be completely undetected. Like even a gun, you have to you know, pull the gun out of the truck and point it at somebody. But to be able to hide your weapon inside of a truck and just shoot microwaves through the truck, through the building, to wherever your target is, like, there's something very intimidating about a weapon that you can't even identify, that you can't even see.
It was an interesting point of, like, why not just kill your enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you know, reason for, let's look up reason for Havana syndrome. Reason for microwave attack.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones, or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
Gentlemen, for the better part of their lives, our better halves have been fantasizing about the perfect wedding ring. We're talking cut, clarity, carat, color, you name it. For dudes, not so much. Jewelry stores clearly think that we don't give a crap. But maybe we do. You know? Who really cares about a guy's wedding band, right? Well, manly bands. They care. They're here for you. They care. Manly bands. They're here to rescue you from an otherwise hellish band-buying experience. Manly Bands offers your hand the freedom to look how you want it in just about every type of earthly material imaginable. We're talking gold. We're talking wood. Antler, steel, dinosaur bone, even meteorites. Yes, you can get a wedding band made out of meteorites. I chose the Rockstar model. It is pretty dope. I'm very pleased with it. I haven't seen it yet. Here's what I did. All right, they hooked me up. Full disclosure, they hooked me up with a ring. But to get started, what I had to do is I got the Manly Ring Sizer from Manly Bands. All right, you go to their app, and they got a thing right there on their app where you just place your finger right there on your phone, and it measures your finger for you. That way you get the exact size you need. Once you know your size, it's time for the fun part. Manly Bands has an insane selection. Like I said, gold, wood, antler, steel, dinosaur bone, meteorites, whatever. You can also choose from curated collections like Jack Daniel's Whiskey Barrel Collection. Yes, wood from whiskey barrels. Pretty cool. And if you're feeling even more creative, you can customize your band from scratch, choosing the style, material, inlay, sleeve, and finish. Once you've selected your band, Manly Bands offers free shipping worldwide and a 30-day exchange policy for free. How about that? So while there's 50% chance your marriage is going to work out, 100% chance you're going to love your Manly Band. To order your Manly Band today and get 21% off plus a free silicone ring, go to manlybands.com/boogie. That's manlybands.com/boogie for 21% off. Manly Bands, the best damn rings, period.
Oh, the scientists don't like it, apparently, according to BuzzFeed News. Well, now I'm just looking through internet. Why would you like? I think just to fuck with people.
Yeah.
Because then you're not, maybe you aren't violating something. Like, you didn't kill anybody. It wasn't an act of war. But it's, you know, it's not as harmless as like a propaganda or something like that, or disinformation, or like all the manipulation used through Facebook and misinformation. I don't know, man. This is a good one. This is actually a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're obviously just scratching the surface here. There's a lot to unearth with this topic. Something I found in my research this week that's not the same, but maybe remotely related, and I've never heard of this before, but this thing they call voice-to-skull technology, where if they have, whoever's doing this Havana syndrome shit, if they've figured out the technology, how to shoot microwaves through a hotel wall into your room, there's some people believe that there's this voice-to-skull technology basically is like mind control And we talked a little bit about that on the MK Ultra and the Montauk Project, but the concept of literally feeding sounds or voices through waves into the subject's brain to where now, because that's the old, you know, the old thing of like, oh, I'm hearing voices. Well, first of all, you can't prove or disprove that. Only the person claiming to hear voices, you can't say you're full of shit. But also, maybe they're hearing voices, but they're intentional. Maybe they're not originating from their own brain. Maybe they're not crazy. Maybe that someone's putting these voices into people's heads. And somebody, one of these articles even mentioned, like, could that be the reason that some of these mass shooters in recent years have gone on record of saying, ah, a voice told me to do it, or I was hearing these voices.
Well,
and could this voice-to-skull technology be used in that manner?
That's the old Son of Sam thing, though. That's just somebody's nuts. Somebody's got voices in their head because they got an illness.
Yeah. But, of course, you would assume that a lot of people who claim to have voices in their head do have a mental illness. But what if some of those voices are being put there?
That's some,
microwave.
That's some Manchurian Candidate shit.
I mean, that's crazy shit right there.
So now you're talking about, can you control? What would it take to for you to have them control your mind, Dave? What do you think? Like a smell of a pulled pork sandwich, and that would trigger you.
To where I'll do whatever you tell me to, long as I get some of that pork.
Like, it's going from Manchurian Candidate into like some sort of Hanna-Barbera cartoon where the smell is wafting over it's the whatever animal floats up to follow the odor, and then just floats himself right into a sniper rifle pointed at a diplomat.
Oh my god, just a fucking Yosemite Sam idiot.
Yeah, as much as that stuff sounds corny, with all like the biotech that's happening, and they're like, you know, they think something like a cochlear implant to help people hear, and all I don't put it past that there's a way to finagle somebody's mind.
Yeah,
I mean, look at how you can just convince legions of people now with just disinformation and. Yeah. Facebook campaigns and shit like that. How you can get people. And then that's the defense of some of the capital insurrectionists, is that like, oh, I just got, it was too much Fox News, or calling it like Foxitis or something. Like, well, I just watched too much and it influenced me. Like, so you got influenced by how much you just consumed willingly. Or like the algorithm, like the YouTube algorithms that they keep blaming, like that's what will cause somebody to become alt-right or whatever they become, like, because the algorithm is slowly pulling people like in a certain direction. Mm-hmm. And that's just manipulation.
Yeah.
So you do that combined with some other stuff. I think you can cook up some real weirdos through a few of these efforts.
Yeah. This is real scary. Just this type of warfare, combat, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. But
the thought that someone, well, just the first thing, the Havana Syndrome, the concept of someone just zapping me with a microwave and now I'm fucking puking and got vertigo for the next 3 years. That's horrific.
Maybe that's why they're not killing him. But it's like, listen, you're gonna do what we say. You're gonna have get a compromised agent or whatever. Like, we're gonna do what. You're going to do what we want you to do. Otherwise, we will torture you with this. You don't know where it's coming from, and that's it. So now, behave as we say. Although, like, the threat of death is always like, well, we'll kill you if you don't do it. I don't know, man. It's a weird one.
What type of common ailment would affect you the most in high quantities? Meaning, if you a simple headache or a tummy ache or whatever, like, What are you most susceptible to or vulnerable to? Like, what type of minor common ailment annoys you the most?
Well, before I was going to answer that, it's like never underestimate like people's moods, like people that are in chronic pain. Mm-hmm. I've had to like try and pull myself back from like, oh, somebody's being an asshole or somebody's always in a bad mood. It's like some people have chronic pain and that like living with that at all times is kind of insane. Like can definitely affect your outlook on the world. What would like, you know what? Mosquito bites,
I had the hiccups for 3 hours. Mosquito bites?
Fucking mosquito bites. Constantly, I got scars on my legs and everything from them. Yeah. Because I just go ape shit, like itching. I think I would like offer up services to relieve that. Like, well, okay, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. That would annoy the shit out of me. Motion sickness is, or whatever you call it. That's the common term, I guess. But like, if I'm riding shotgun in a car and I look at my phone for more than 10 seconds or read a newspaper for 10 seconds, man, I'm done. I get horrible motion sickness. Just that feeling, whatever that feeling is, like where I kind of feel like I'm going to barf, I kind of have a headache.
Yeah.
Like that little combination of ailments really, ooh. And like I said a while ago, one time I had the hiccups for 3 hours. That started to scare me after about the second hour. It's like, what's going on? Is this just who I am now? Do I just have hiccups?
What happens if you get hiccups, but then you are tired? Like, can you go to sleep if you have hiccups? Like, would they just stop?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Like, the body preserves itself, you know, in certain situations. Like, I think maybe that's why they say if you get scared, I don't know, maybe it's because you gasp air in quickly. And that helps it. I'm just wondering if there's, like, something obvious of, like, yeah, just go to sleep and your body won't let you hiccup anymore. Because you'll die.
I had hiccups on the radio one time while I was a DJ. That was a fun shift. I had to do like three different talk breaks while hiccuping. I was just trying to get it real fast. New Rock 99X, hey, it's Dave. New music for Pearl Jam. Just spitting out the
I mean, I'm sure that's happened to several people, and it's just like, I gotta.
I got the hiccups while bagging groceries one time, like for an hour when I was a teenager, working at McFarland's Grocery in Canton, Georgia, and just hiccuping all over the damn store, annoying customers, annoying my boss. I was like, sorry, man, can't help it. Just for like an hour.
That's your like office place psychological warfare is just pretend to have the hiccups to irritate the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, because what am I supposed to do? So I'm sorry,
there's
man.
There's nothing I can do about it. I'm sorry. It's how it is, man. And they can't yell at you.
Oh,
that's the kind of stuff I like, the low-level psychological.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't get hiccups too. I'm knocking on wood right now. I don't get them too often. I don't know if like.
Man, I get them a lot. Spicy food does it. I love spicy food, but there's a certain level, and I can always tell when it's coming up. I'm like, oh, fuck, here it comes. Oop.
You're going to get it.
Certain level of heat makes me hiccup.
I don't know, man.
It's really, really slowing me down.
I've never had it on stage.
Oh, yeah.
You ever had hiccups on stage?
No, not yet. Knock on wood.
Because, again, I think like that's like a... Or, you know, if you have to go to the bathroom or something before you go on stage, like there's this level of adrenaline that kind of allows you to perform the task at hand.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe adrenaline gets rid of hiccups. Like, how are you going to be like a, how are you going to be a sniper with hiccups?
Real quick, what is causing the illness? Well, in terms of the X's and O's of what this thing is, directed pulsed radio frequency energy. was the culprit found by the National Academics of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine in a report on the illness commissioned by the State Department. According to the New York Times analysis, the language is crucial. By using words like pulsed and directed, the report was saying the energy wasn't randomly dispersed by a cell phone or other device. It was being aimed directly at people.
Mm-hmm.
How does one aim energy at a person, and who's doing the aiming? The reports that have leaked from the CIA and other agencies have been vague, citing classified information and a need to avoid making unfounded accusations. But after a continuous CIA briefing earlier this month, some members of Congress were more blunt about what they think is going on. Senator Susan Collins said this is a mysterious direct energy weapon that is being used. And it's causing, in some cases, permanent traumatic brain injury. That's the other thing I don't know if I mentioned. More than just, you know, illness, some of these people have legit brain, I don't know if damage is the right word, you know, in that context, but brain injuries. Like people have gone to the doctor, got the CAT scans or whatever you do to check the brain, and mm-hmm. there's been apparent and obvious damage to some of these victims' brains.
So what? Why that's just keep scary. The microwave door open and point it at somebody?
Man, a couple weeks ago, I caught Katie microwaving some food, and she was just staring right at the thing like it was a TV full of cartoons.
I
was like, sweetie, you got to back up a little bit. She's like, what? Oh.
I still have the joke, but the extended version involved like how I remember the first microwave that we got in our house. And like it was like the 80s and nobody was real sure how it worked. And my mom was like, don't stand by it. I'm like, we're going to eat what it's making. I can't stand next to it. How is this healthy then?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't, it's the same thing. Don't look at it. Well, why does it have a window? it's just every like, don't go near it, don't look at it. Now her new thing, she's afraid of the Instant Pot that I got. That thing, oh god, they're dangerous. Yeah. Goddamn pot. She is
they creep me out, the microwaves, man. Like, I don't like getting near them when they're on. I mean, but yeah, Katie will just, the other day she was staring at it like a fat kid window shopping at a cookie shop. Just enthralled by what was going on in there. And I was they can't be good.
It's like magic. You're watching the thing get hot with nothing, no conduction element. You're just watching something start to bubble out of nowhere. It's mystifying.
I'm sure, this is obvious. I'm sure it's got to be proven that microwave ovens are bad for us, right? You're eating radiation. It's radiating our food.
I think that. They're not bad. Given how popular, I don't think there's been studies like, oh yeah, we all got cancer from the microwave. I think it's what you cook in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody's whipping up something healthy, whipping up something that's been, you know, whatever frozen salt cured kind of shit. I'm sure it's the food mm-hmm. that you eat out of the microwave. It's like, we haven't had one.
Yeah.
We moved up here in June. We haven't had one. And it's been fine. I think we got to get one because we got to heat up the cat food because that picky little bitch doesn't like eating anything room temperature or lower.
Oh, Jenny Nooch is a diva.
Oh, Jenny Nooch has to have. I think what it is too. I think she's used to that live prey.
Yeah,
the warmth of a fresh kill. So something about cold fancy feast just isn't doing it for her. So we got
to
heat up. I heat up water. We got one of the. The little like a electric kettle, so I heat up water and I mix it in there, and that is a smell that you do not enjoy. Ooh. First thing in the morning.
Oh boy,
soupy hot fancy feast.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, but what you would do for your animals, Dave.
That's true.
So. Now we know she's got special thyroid food. Apparently, hyperactive thyroid. According to the vet. I don't know what it means, but now she gets some food that she's not excited about. I got to throw some feathers. I got to throw a couple of chicken heads in there just to make her think she's eating all day.
Oh, by the way,
a couple of hot chicken heads in there and make her get her worked up.
I was so pleased to see that she made the poster.
Oh, yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah, that's
cameo in your tour.
Samuel Lee Turner. I just told him, like, here's my idea. I know, like, the whole coming out of the grave thing's a little hack, but you can make it look cool. And he just threw her in there. I was like, oh, this is awesome. It's so awesome. I
love it.
Yeah. A little zombie nooch.
Zombie nooch.
Got a little zombie nooch in there, man.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's hope that nobody points this fucking laser beam at us, because this would be a horrible way to spend a weekend.
Hey, man, I already got diarrhea, all right? What are you going to
do? Joke's on you.
What are you going to do to me?
I already got diarrhea.
What are you going to do to me? I already got what you're trying to give me, so don't worry about it, huh? I got lifestyle diarrhea.
That is such a funny thing to say confidently. Yeah, fuck you. I already got diarrhea.
Kiss my soupy ass. You're late to the party.
Oh, my God.
Oh, another banger in the books, Dave.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy.
What you doing this week?
I'm all right. What am I doing this week?
Yeah.
Going tomorrow to pick up my new dumbbells.
Ooh, pumping some iron.
Upgraded to the 40-pounders. Katie has every increment 25 and under.
Yeah.
And those 25s, you know, I throw those around a little bit, but I need a little more. 40. A little more sauce for this sauce, Daddy. So I got me some 40-pound dumbs that I'm going to start tossing around. And thinking about upgrading my kettlebells, too. I'm getting them leaning into it, man. I've been lifting almost every day. I've been lifting.
Been watching them Chris Pierce videos.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, that guy. He does inspire me, man. That guy's always throwing up some, he's tossing some heavy weights around. He's got a nice setup over at his place. I don't have any of the big gear yet, just kettlebells and dumbbells. But, yeah, man, just trying to tighten it up a little bit.
With the dumbbell, like, or how many reps you do with the dumbbells if you got 40 pounds?
Probably like 10 sets of, like, 3 to 4 sets of 10 reps. And then I do, I'll do like a little circuit. So I'll do like, for example, the other day I was blasting the shoulders. So I'll do like 4 sets of 10. Well, not all at once, but I'll do 1 set of 10 of the shoulder presses, and then slide over and do like a set of 10 upright rows, like with a kettlebell where you just, you know, hold it down at your waist and then pull it up under your chin.
Okay.
And then I'll take like maybe the 15 or 20 pound dumbbells and do like the weird little arm raises where you raise it, you know, out to your side, but like simultaneously each arm swinging out.
Those ones are tough, man.
So yeah, set of 8 to 10 reps. So set of that, set of that, set of that. Boom, take, you know, 30-second break and then start all over again. Try to do, you know, 4 sets, 5 sets of that.
Wow.
But yeah,
I was thinking I was doing good with my 15 pound dumbbells.
Oh,
the reps I was doing are like 40 pounds, and you're doing how many? I'm like, I wonder if my arms were still looking puny.
Big beefy sauce daddy. Got to throw the weight around.
Big beefy sauce daddy. I'm trying to get up to the point where my arms at least look like chicken wings you wouldn't send back. I was trying to get to that point.
Oh, man.
I fell on my ass hard. We went roller skating Friday night at the parking lot down the street. And Rachel's like, do you want pads? I'm like, no, I shred on the bikes. I have pads and roller skating. I fell on my ass. I messed up my elbow. I almost cracked my head open.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I was trying to
wear a helmet when you roller skate?
No.
No?
I probably should.
Yeah, you probably should, man. Well,
because wear a helmet at the roller rink or anything. We're just noodling around in the parking lot. I just did something stupid. I was trying to do a toe stop, but I was going backwards. Mm-hmm. So I like did use the toe stops because she got me a pair of my own skates. So I was breaking them in, you know. But I did the toe stop.
So what happened?
Well, I wasn't leaning far enough. I wasn't going fast, but I wasn't going leaning far enough forward. So my momentum still put me backwards, even though I was like, you have to point your toes forward to use the stops, you know? And I just went back. I landed on my ass and my elbow. And I was like, I stopped right there. I'm like, I had a ride Saturday. I was like, I'm not trying to risk the thing I like a lot for parking lot roller skates. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to sit on the curb and drink a beer and watch you do your twirls. We'll pick this up. We'll pick this up when I don't have any plans, because apparently I'm about to get real fucked up on these skates.
Oh, man. That'd be some shit. If, as much as you shred, you got taken out by roller skates.
Damn, roller skates, man. At least at the rink. The rink's wood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, I'm like, oh, I'm falling. I know what falling's like. I'm like, yeah, I fall on dirt. That's different than just
I saw you posted, was it this week or last week? You posted a good mountain bike video.
Oh, I put a couple up, man. Yeah. I want that validation.
Yeah, man. That validation. You look like you know what you're doing out there, buddy.
Yeah, you know, it's not amazing, but it's still fun. Try and get other people stoked on the sport. Like when people are like, oh, man, it looks like a good time. It is, unfortunately, it's a pricey sport.
Yeah.
You know, and it's one, but you know, stay tuned now that things are back and people are going to work and all the stuff they bought during quarantine, they realize they don't use a lot. Probably going to be some good deals on like recreational equipment, stuff like that.
Man, so keep an eye. I went over to Play It Again Sports the other day thinking, isn't their whole business model, secondhand sporting goods?
Yeah.
Like I've bought I bought a bunch of good baseball gear throughout the years over there. I went over there looking at dumbbells, and all they had was new, brand new, very overpriced shit. And I even asked the guys, like, you got any used ones? It's like, no, not right now. Yeah, but, like, they had a everybody whole bought them stock all up, of,
yeah.
whole stock of new shit that seemed overpriced. I was like, I thought I was going to go in there and get me some secondhand shit. But because weights, like, especially, like, cast iron, like, dumbbells and kettlebells, like that's the perfect thing to buy secondhand because you can't damage those things.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no. You just got to wait for somebody to give up on their dreams and then you cash in.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a real Jack LaLanne operation over here, man.
I'll get you in touch with my cousin who's a personal trainer. He lives down in Hermosa Beach now, I think, or Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can that's go get ripped far. Together.
Hell yeah. I may have to do that.
He's fun, man. He's the guy who calls me bro and cuz in the same sentence. There's like 53, still jumps off roofs into swimming pools, still just
nice
longboards down the boardwalk. It's just the most California guy ever. He's a blast. The Maresca way. Maresca Fitness, if you want to find him on Instagram. So he's just wearing weird tights. Telling people how to work out from home. He's a good dude.
Good for him.
All right, man.
Well, cool, buddy. Anything to plug? What's the first?
I'm on that tour, dog. I'm going to be on that tour.
First bunch of dates. What's the first show?
Well, I'm gonna fly the flag and try and find something in Flagstaff on... fly the flag for Flagstaff and try and find something there for the 2nd, Wednesday the 2nd, and try and find something for Marfa on Friday. I'll be... like I said... I got a week between Austin, and then the first official show is at George's in Fayetteville with Chris Pierce on the 15th, right on. And that's in Arkansas. So I got Fayetteville and the 16th in Little Rock.
I think I've played there.
At George's?
Yeah, I think that's the place. It's nice. It's got a real lot of wood interior decor.
I love a warm room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was.
But I'm just going to be riding bikes around Arkansas for a lot. So if you're out riding bikes in Northwest Arkansas, Bentonville or any of those parks, say howdy. I'll be out there sucking at it. Having a good time.
Do your thing, buddy. Do your thing.
Yeah, buddy. How about you?
No dates yet to plug. You know, my first date's still in October. So
let them know now, man.
Yeah, October 22nd, 23rd, Savage Henry Comedy Club, Eureka, California. Tickets probably not on sale yet.
But they put it in their calendars. Yeah. Then they can start planning around it, you know?
Yeah, working on some other dates, some Pacific Northwest. Hopefully they'll have Seattle dates, Portland, maybe Tacoma, maybe Spokane. So, yeah, I'll keep you posted. Get back out to it,
keep
man. Get back here and
posted.
Apply my trade. So.
Yeah, dog. Well, all right, man.
All right, buddy. Yeah, man. I can't think today.
It's a slow one.
Patreon. Patreon.com/boogiemonster. $4 a month. Be giving away another t-shirt this week. So that'll lure you in. Yeah, you guys like t-shirts? We got them. But yeah, swing on by the Patreon. Got on that Reddit yesterday. Saw some of that food.
Yeah, you see what's going on there with everybody? Making good stuff out
there. Very inspiring. I didn't know we had such a talented audience.
That's why I was telling you to get on there, man.
Yeah, man. I poked around on there the other day. It was good-looking stuff. So big thanks to the folks that are running that operation. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man, things are good.
Good people on there.
Stay away from these microwaves.
Well, just keep the door closed and don't stare at it. You're fine.
That's right.
It's the whole thing. Did people right, think they got the disease? One guy tried to make his cup of noodles with the door open on a microwave. Now it's international espionage.
Where are you physically going to be next Monday?
I'll tell you. I'm going to please be at a place where you can kiss my soupy ass. That's where I'm going to be. I just wanted to say that one again. I'm sorry. Where am I?
Yeah, are we going to be able to hook up next week when you're on the road and knock out these episodes?
Well, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. That's off mic.
Okay, right. Yeah, it's behind
discussion.
The
we might have to squeeze one in ahead of time on the weekend. But then I'm broadcasting from America for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Way to go, buddy. That's how long you're going to be out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I got that many dates, but because it's the van and I got a lot of time off between shows to do the bike riding and hanging out and getting back to Chicago to see family and friends. So, yeah, I probably won't be coming back till after 4th of July.
Right on, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, man.
Well, buddy, safe travels out there, man.
Thank you, man. And I'll keep you updated from the road.
Yeah, buddy. It's exciting.
All right.
All right, man. Well, you keep it between the ditches. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, man. Get ripped. Get ripped on them dumbbells.
You know it, man. I'm
The Boogie Monster.
Podcast Network.